This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Saturday, we ought to get some more of Jack. That means Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack Stockwell. He's big into the mind and body stuff, and that's why he's helpful for us here. Good Day Health is his home, and his home on the radio anyway. There's no placebo effect with him. It's the bottom line of what's good. He has two websites that I would invite you to visit, ForbiddenDoctor.com, which has lots of information in it about the things that will keep you on the straight and narrow when it comes to your health, especially beginning at this time of year, a lot of flu, colds, that kind of stuff. So he's got that going for him. And then he has JackStockwell.com, which is his Nooker Chiropractic home. Nooker Chiropractic Care. Something that I find when I, the unfortunate thing is Jack's in Salt Lake and I'm not.
Yeah.
So, getting, to connect with Jack as much as I would like to, because I think that there's real benefit to the sort of practice. It's not just regular chiropractic. Anyway, so I invite him to spend some time with us here and there, in addition to what he does on Good Day Health, to go through some of the things, trying to figure out how they work and why they work. And in the case of this woman, who is the first human to be fitted with nerve and bone fused material in this bionic limb, that she's 50 years old. She lost her arm a couple of years ago below the elbow, and this new AI arm that she has mechanically attached, and so when she thinks, her prosthetic limb does the same thing as her left hand does. The prosthetic limb is on her right. How the heck does that work? How would you say, in terms of, you know, the discipline of working the upper shoulder, the cervical, the spine, and the nerves that are in there, it almost seems impossible, because nerves, can you actually see a nerve? Can you see the nerve?
Yes, of course. Now, the major nerves you can. Now, remember, nerves are hollow tubes. They're not like a wire, like bell wire that rings your doorbell. They're hollow tubes. And the nerves that you can see are full of thousands upon thousands of smaller tubes you cannot see. And there's a multitude of connections inside of these nerves that when you sever a nerve, usually there's several areas of the body, if it's a major nerve, that can be affected by it. And when you put something back together like this, there's always a lot of hype and a lot of interest trying to develop more, research dollars and everything else to expand it. But there's no reason why this can't happen once the technology reaches a level that can actually put nerves back together. Now, we know if you've severed a hand or severed a finger or had serious problems with a limb somewhere, they can usually do some very, if they can do it quickly, can do some miraculous surgical reconstruction, not of just bone and muscle, but of nerves as well. But there's always a certain deficit because there's so many nerves involved with just the visible nerve that you can see.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that they're hollow tubes, it's so that nutrition can get all the way through a nerve. Some nerves are very long. The longest nerve in the body is the nerve that goes from the tip of your big toe all the way up into your spine.
Wow.
And that is a single nerve, but it's a part of a bigger bundle of nerves as well.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are trying to do nerve reconstruction, you have thousands of these connections. And sometimes, if it's done correctly, and some of this is really miraculous, the nerve ending can find its other nerve ending. and repair and restore itself. Oh, it is fascinating. This,
yeah.
And the nervous, which is my work. My work isn't bones and headaches and migraines and back pain. My work is the nervous system. And so I work at it nutritionally, and I work at it in the sense of reconstruction and reducing nerve interference by getting the spine in a more viable, more upright position, as we've done with you a few times. But when you think of just, I mean, you are your nervous system. We can replace your heart. We can replace your liver. We can replace your kidneys. We can't replace the brain.
No,
and what they have done with this thing that you've just mentioned, Doug, is just absolutely staggering.
It is.
That they
so you
can
wonder
get to this level.
About other AI, there are certainly rapid advances being made in healthcare in the AI artificial intelligence department. Some are good, and some, I think there's a lot of personal data that's being collected and sold to train artificial intelligence, and I'm not sure that the creators of the AI even understand. So there's a good side to this, and there's maybe a side to be wary of. But in this particular instance, this particular story, it's all good, but I'm not always sure that I think we're all still at artificial intelligence 101. There's a lot of buzz about it. There's a lot of theory about it. There's
warnings.
A lot of research. Yes, exactly. Now, this goes back. Artificial intelligence was created by the Nazis in 1935 to try. That's kind of what gives you the heebie-jeebies, in a manner of speaking, because the research that was done was aimed at trying to use this artificial intelligence to win the war. And it's, so you look back at that and you think, but, everything is subject to change. And, if you look at the basics here, this is software used by computers to mimic aspects of human intelligence. That's how, and this was, they started using artificial intelligence before there were even computers. That's what's kind of,
I've
seen some of those movies like Captain America. it's something to be.
Well, the Nazis did have that Enigma machine.
Yeah.
Which was
right.
Based on basic computerized algorithms.
Yeah. Right.
Even though they figured it out. You remember what the password they finally, the Western powers finally figured out?
No, what was it? I don't remember it.
I may be wrong, but I thought it was Sieg Heil. And nobody looked at anything that simple.
That simple. Right.
For a long time until they accidentally stumbled across it, and they thought, oh, for Pete's sake.
Mm-hmm. Jack Stockwell,
complex.
Dr. Jack from Good Day Health here on our program. Antioxidants and what they do. Blueberries especially. When I think of antioxidants, I think of all fruits, but I think of blueberries first because I remember reading someplace somewhere, Jack, that blueberries lowered radiation risk. If you're having a mammogram, let's say, or you're having any kind of medical imaging, let's say you're going to have an MRI done, that stuff does damage to your system. It may be, it's there to root out or find causes of problems, but you need to be aware of what happens if you don't try to, I don't want to say fix your body, but to deal with the incursion, the invasion of this stuff. And one of the ways to do it is with antioxidants from blueberries and fruits, right?
Well, the primary role of an antioxidant is to protect the fruit from oxidation. Now, some of that antioxidant gets,
yeah, there you go. Right.
Yeah, it's what keeps these things from being oxidized. You take the skin off of a banana, it's going to go brown. You take the skin off of an apple, it's going to go brown because it starts to oxidize. And in that skin of an apple, there's a lot of antioxidants, but especially in blueberries that have a large outer surface relative to how much is inside of it. Does that make sense?
No.
In an apple, there's more interior content by mass than the skin represents. But in a blueberry, they're so small that the skin has a greater proportion than what's inside, therefore contains a greater level of antioxidants to protect that precious fruit, that little bit inside the skin of a blueberry from being oxidized. But some of those antioxidants get inside the system, and we certainly have oxidative stress that takes place inside of our bodies because of what we breathe and what we eat and what we drink, and just the stress, the physical, mental stress that we go through. can trigger what's called oxidative stress inside the body. So blueberries, for a number of reasons, is an excellent, especially when you get an organic source, is an excellent source of this antioxidant effect.
All right, let's go one step further here. There is a new company called Apeel, A-P-E-E-L, which is being used to gloss apples and fruits in general. So if you have a bright, shiny coating on the produce that you're eating, it looks good, but is it? I think Jack thinks not. And I would kind of, when I read into this, I would agree. I've wondered about this for a long time. The organic products is usually dull, and the stuff that's grown that's not organic is usually all shined up. But that's because they use this thing from the Bill Gates company called Apeel, right?
Right, right. Also, they will dye an orange, a deeper orange color. They'll dye a lemon, a deeper lemon color. But anytime, you know, we're captivated by bright, shiny things anyway. And so if we don't know, and you made a very good point there, Doug, a very good point, when you said the stuff that's organic doesn't look quite as good as the other stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. But in the organic, you have far less anti-nutrients. And you have far improved, better improved.
You know, here's the lesson. You can't tell a book by its cover. Maybe that's the, if you see shiny.
That's a good point.
That doesn't mean, like, if you're going to see a quarter on the sidewalk, you reach over, you pick up shiny things from the sidewalk. That doesn't mean necessarily that it's always good. Jack, I got to move on. Jack, thank you. Jack Stockwell, ForbiddenDoctor.com and JackStockwell.com. Catch him every week on Good Day Health. Here's something I want to have you think about in detail as you're looking for the next good time. You can call Doug for a good time, 800-419-DOUG. What does that get you? It connects you to one of 10 operators standing by right now to take your call to reserve 3 days and two nights. Fabulous place in Las Vegas. Won't cost you a nickel. And also, if you play your cards right, can get tickets to a Vegas show. You dial 800-419-3684, and you can't lose on this. You don't have to buy anything. Just call the number. All right, you got it? 800-419-3684, 3 days, two nights in Las Vegas, without charge. 800-419-DOUG.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage, egg croissant, plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stories and what they mean. That's the Good Day program, with stories about what's happening around you, with you, and with people that you know. There were a lot of people who were all worked up about Drew Barrymore. Was she going back on the air or not? And then she decided after she said, yep, I'm going on the air. And then she said, well, maybe I better not.
Better
so
not.
She did return on her talk program yesterday, season 4 of the Drew Barrymore program, a good daytime show. And we're going to talk in a moment about what happened, or maybe what didn't happen, on her first day back on the air right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avi and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What is going on? What's trending in social media? A lot of people, after Drew Barrymore was on yesterday, said, huh? She didn't talk about the controversy around her program, the strikes and that sort of thing. She just kind of ignored it, which in broadcast circles is usually a good idea.
Yeah, I was thinking that same thing. Good for her. And I think people were expecting her to make a comment, but she'd already made so many comments. She commented on why she was going to return. She commented on why she decided that she was not going to return and honor the WGA members who are on her staff. And now that the strike is over, she is returning. The WGA members on her staff were offered their jobs. They declined. So she returned without them and kind of proved that, unfortunately, maybe she doesn't need them, because a lot of people enjoyed the show. She didn't have an opening monologue as such. She just kind of jumped into interviews. And she did a great
Shania
job.
Twain.
Yeah.
Shania Twain has a farm, and apparently they did some of the show from her farm, which is kind of a cool thing. And then they went back to the couch and Shania's got a lot of horses, and that was something, equine therapy they talked about. And so, you know, Drew Barrymore is great when it comes to things like that. Talked about fear-based thinking.
Mm-hmm.
She had Lyme disease. Well, I mean, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
That all people have to, in some way or another, usually, they're usually having to deal with one or more of these things. So, cool. Apparently,
yeah.
She went out, Drew Barrymore apparently went out to ride the horses as well.
Yeah, and they did some long sequences with that. Now, is this sustainable for multiple episodes? We will see. But look at Live with Kelly and Mark. They have writers, but they don't employ union writers. Mm-hmm. And so they never went off the air. There were no picket lines to cross for them.
Right.
So it's kind of one of those things of some people need it, some shows need it, absolutely. Others might be able to get by without.
Well, in the case of a show like that, it's kind of like this program or a good radio that doesn't sound scripted, mostly because it isn't, but there are directions in which we can go. And so the writers, if you have a dull host who maybe needs a little help, a little direction, okay, go down this street, go down that street, try this idea, that idea. But if you're good at what you do, you don't need writers. All you need to know is what's going on in the world and also know yourself. That's the more I would say Drew Barrymore knows herself, and that's why it works. And that's why you work, Jay, and the good programs that focus on people, their personalities, and how we interrelate it's all about people who know themselves. So good food for thought 28 after.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A vote for the new Speaker of the House is expected today on the Hill. House Democrat Whip Catherine Clark said the vote for Representative Jim Jordan will take place. While the GOP holds a slight majority in the House, only 4 votes can be lost for a Jordan win. A second vote took place after Jordan secured the nomination last Friday, with a total coming well short of 217 needed. But negotiations have been ongoing. The Vatican's top representative in the Middle East says he's willing to trade places with Israeli children held hostage by the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, said yesterday that he's willing to exchange anything to bring the children home. Palestinian terrorist Hamas murdered more than 1,400 people, according to the Israeli Defense Forces. Hamas claims to be holding nearly 200 people hostage, including children. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Don't tell anyone else, but you're our number one. And we want to hear from our favorite listener. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
After Monday before Wednesday. That's kind of how it goes. All right, this is a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the air for Child Poverty Day. This has been an issue that requires a lot of attention. Children living in our country and elsewhere around the world are very susceptible to dying. If you don't have good, healthy immune system, and a lot of the world, children are born into the world to nothing. They don't, never mind poverty, it's just that the conditions in which they live are untenable. And so the United Nations Children's Fund every year at Halloween has a big collection drive. And so when you have people come to your home do trick-or-treating, hopefully many of them will have a little pumpkin. I remember this when my children were small, actually when it started. they had a little pumpkin that had a hole in it, so you can put nickels, dimes, quarters, whatever, into the pumpkin. And that was part of what they collected. And then, you know, they get their candy, but this was part of the routine every year, and I think it continues. 73% of poor children in America are black. And so the average household income for these families is $70 a day. Imagine being in a family of four and trying to live on $70 a day.
Yeah.
I went to the grocery store the other day. I'm one person, lives in a house by myself. And I went, this was a week's worth of fruit, vegetables, the usual bill of fare that I get, and an occasional chocolate, a bite or two of chocolate. It's $279. So how do people that have these circumstances, and what is the root cause of this evil? Is it our education system? Is it prejudice? Is it ignorance? Well, what is it? It's a combination of things, I think, right?
Yeah.
So maybe talking about it is a way of being aware. And under the unsafe conditions that these children live in, we can't possibly imagine anything like it because we, for the most part, most of us have never encountered it, never lived it, never seen it, never had to worry about it. So for those many, and it isn't just people in America, it's around the world. Look at the stories coming out of the Middle East and the people who are being affected on both sides, more on the side of Palestine. The Palestinians have more of a poverty problem. And why is that? Mostly because of their educational system, or the lack. They don't even have an educational system. What they're taught is to hate. That's pretty much it. Now, there are rare exceptions to that, where youngsters who come from well-to-do families, because there are plenty of those circumstances with Palestinian. Not necessarily, I do an injustice here. It's not about Palestinian, about Muslims. Muslim children, Christian children, Jewish children, as I have said many times in the year, and I've been to the schools, where they all go to school together. They all live together, they all work together, they exist together. There's none of this animosity that's created by political realities.
Well, because religion isn't the problem, it's the extremism. Yeah. Extremists are the problem.
Yep, that's for sure. Okay, Uri's going to join us. Uri Geller will join us in a few minutes. I want to get his, we haven't talked to him for a few days to see how things are continuing to go and what the latest influences are in the situation that he lives in his small village of Old Jaffa, that's right on the ocean, the Mediterranean, in Tel Aviv. Here's something that will disappoint a lot of you. Maybe you already know that the end is near for fridge magnets. Do you have magnets on your refrigerator?
No, it's we have stuff on the fridge, but it's taped up because our fridge isn't magnetized.
Appliance makers have said, starting now, this year, new models will no longer feature magnetized doors. So you will no longer be able to put the pictures of your grandchildren. I have pictures of cows. I have dog magnets. I have all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I put it on the stove instead of... or I do what you do, tape it on. Yeah, just tape it on. Yeah, right. Problem solved. Aren't you glad you're listening?
Yes.
All right, here's another problem. CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid. Between the three of them, there are over 1,000 stores that are closing before the end of the year. What does that tell you about their business or the drugstore business? They have gone off of the focus. You can go into a drugstore and you can buy anything but the kitchen sink, right? Groceries, all kinds of tools. It's not a drugstore. The idea behind being able to get drugs and prescriptions was part of something that was added on to a store chain called Consumer Value Stores. Hello, duh, CVS. Originally was called Consumer Value Stores. They were the original Dollar Generals, Dollar whatever those all those stores were. Consumer Value, they had the corner on selling cheap stuff. And then they tried to provide drugs, and they were successful. They made a lot of money, but they've opened stores in every corner. There's too many of them. So Rite Aid is the first. They're already bankrupt. And so in order not to go down that street, CVS and Walgreens have said in separate announcements, obviously, they're going to close down a lot of stores, leaving some communities without any. So you'll have to, go to Walmart and get your drugs if that's what you need. But pharmacies are not pharmacies anymore. Used to be pharmacies, but they aren't now. They're everything stores. Mm-hmm. And you can't be all things to all people. It just doesn't work. So I think they're feeling that. So you'll notice a lot of you, wherever you are, especially here we once again in rural America, get it in the chops, the same as you do when it comes to having the ability to have a computer or something that works. Although I heard the HughesNet is a good way to get connected. I'm not sure about that, but anyway, so that's another problem that people have to deal with. I'm more concerned about not being able to put magnets on my refrigerator, frankly, than anything else. All right, so now that we've settled all of those things, or at least we've communicated the situation, Uri Geller from his home in Israel up next here on Good Day.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage, egg croissant, plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
All right, back with Uri Geller, Doug Steffen, and Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Uri, as you know, is a very close personal friend of mine, lives in the old part of Tel Aviv called Old Jaffa, certainly has been subject to. He was on the program pretty much every day last week as this thing unfolded. Now, are we getting to the nitty-gritty? It's not that you're getting used to it, but what's it like today, let's say, from last week on this day? What's the sense of you and people that are around you?
Okay, Dougie, look, we are at war, no doubt. Yep. The main front is the South Gaza. Troops are, Israeli troops are massing up there. There are, dozens, if not hundreds of tanks in each segment of the Gaza Strip. As you read, probably Biden is going to come to Israel probably either tomorrow or after tomorrow. I'm not sure.
Looks like tomorrow.
Defense Secretary. Yeah. Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Do you know by any chance, Doug, the name of the Defense Secretary of the United States?
Anthony Blinken. Blinken is his name. Anthony Blinken.
So Anthony is here. I just forgot his first name. Yeah. Everybody calls him Blinken.
Yeah.
He's here, and of course he is in the central command, probably bunkers, talking to Israeli generals, probably.
What are they talking about, Uri? What do you think they're talking about? You can get a good sense.
Well, look, Dougie, we have to make sure that we limit the deaths of civilian innocent people.
Yeah.
So it has to be a very kind of almost manicured attack into Gaza to free the hostages. Remember, there are many hostages that are from many different countries.
Yeah.
I think America, 30 people either killed or hostages. There are Britons, there are Germans, and so forth. And I think that I personally do not believe that we need any American help. But nevertheless, there is an aircraft carrier here, And there is another,
and another one on the way. There's another one on the way.
Exactly. And, you know, an aircraft carrier is almost like an army by itself with everything,
right,
with submarines and destroyers and fighter jets and missiles and so forth. I hope it doesn't come to that, but they are making sure, the Americans want to make sure that the Iranians are not going to start another front. And I think that's why they're showing up here as an America as a great friend and supporter of Israel. And that's the picture so far.
All right. So let me probe with you for a moment about the average person who's not really involved in this politically, or even as far as the war is concerned. Many innocent victims who don't even, some people don't understand what's going on. I think that of Palestinians that I've met and you've met, I think of it not so much the Israelis are very, very conscious about where their circumstances are and where they are, but I think about Iran. I know a lot of Iranians, very well educated. They don't, it isn't, I don't use the word hate because I think it's a horrible word, but they, the majority of people in Iran so dislike the Ayatollah and their government, you wonder sometimes how they get away with what they do, how the separation works over there so that the Ayatollah can command the sort of attention that he gets when the average person in Iran has no use for him and doesn't want any part of all of this stuff.
Absolutely, you're right. And our most, the biggest concern, in my opinion, is that we must make sure they do not get the nuclear bomb.
Right.
Because once they do that, once they have that, and they have missiles to deliver it, God forbid, the entire world is in a big, big threat from Iranian nuclear bombs. So this is a complicated, intricate, complex situation, and this is why the Americans are showing up here. And we have a very strong and powerful army, both Army, Navy, Air Force, and we will just have to wait and see how this unfolds once the big war begins. Now, talking about the ordinary person in Israel, look, everybody here in Israel, Israel is so small that they know someone or somebody that was either murdered or kidnapped or injured. That's definite. Every family. Because, you know, over 1,400 people were murdered. Then there are 3,500 injured. And there are hundreds kidnapped. So, and the murders occurred, the slaughter was the most horrendous, horrendous scenes that not only Israel, I think the world has ever seen. Worse than ISIS. Worse than the Nazis. So, people are fuming, people are angry, people want questions answered. How come this happened? But right now we are focused on the war, and the questions will have to come later.
Well, the government sure got unified fast over there under Netanyahu. That was one of the supposedly good things that happened, so there's not that infighting. You can't fight within if you're going to fight outside. And they figured that out. All right, Uri, thank you. My friend, the spoonbender, Uri Geller, here. Check out his website, URIGELLER.com. It's 10 before the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
One of his 31, 32, how many movies
31.
Did Elvis do?
You're right, 31 movies.
Yeah.
I think this movie was premiered in Memphis, Tennessee, I think 1957, this day in film history. Elvis, yes, did 31 movies, Doug.
Wow. And he was pretty casual.
He was turning them out like you were eating breakfast.
Yeah, but he liked them, and people liked the movies, too, so it was good all the way around. All right, so when was Jailhouse Rock was released when? Isn't that late
50s? I think 57.
Didn't take him long once he became a popular singer to get into the movies. Wow.
No, I think the way mass entertainment was produced was a little different back then. I don't think you had the critical eye. I don't think you had, you know, RottenTomatoes.com dissecting how good or bad Jailhouse Rock was. I mean, people, hey, you know, Elvis.
What a concept. The public told you whether it was good or not by going to buy tickets to the movie. What a concept. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember John Wayne used to say, nobody likes my movies except the people who go to them. Which was,
that wasn't,
you know,
totally true, but I mean, in reality, we're living in a, like, let's go back a couple of weeks, you know, Exorcist Believer, you know, got hammered so hard by critics, it kills the box office. It really does. Because social media is so prevalent.
People are stupid.
They're waiting. Like, I'll give you another example. This horror movie, Five Nights at Freddy's, opens at the end of the month, right? Now, Universal, which is the same studio that released Exorcist Believer, evidently is not going to release it for critics until the day after it comes out in theaters. It's actually theaters and Peacock day to day. Now, that strategy, to me, is not a good one, because what happens is these internet bloggers get wind of this, and they just hyperboil it. Oh, they're not releasing it. It must be terrible. And that sort of feeds on itself. So I don't think it's a good business strategy to hide a film from critical view. It is what it is. I mean, it's all going to come out in the wash anyway, opening weekend.
Michael Caine says he's retiring.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's 90 years old.
He you know looks... what that means, Doug?
Old, what?
It means I'm going to have to play Beyond the Poseidon Adventure at my ice cream parlor today on an endless loop.
All right,
which I
go.
Do anyway. Which I do anyway. I love Michael Caine.
I know, he's been great.
Different.
All kinds of different roles. He was good in Batman. I think
great.
He was
listen,
good.
He playing Alfred in Chris Nolan's trilogy really re-energized his career for a different
yep.
generation. He yep. gained a newfound respect. That's really the truth.
Yeah.
He's a great actor. But he
is.
Made, you know, he was on, I told a story on the, I think it was on Carson a long time ago, and Johnny, or one of the, maybe Merv Griffin, asked him why he's appeared in a lot of bad movies. You know, The Swarm, Beyond the Poseidon Adventure, Jaws of Revenge. And he said when he was a kid, his father had terminal cancer. And he said if anybody was willing to offer him $1 million or more to do a movie, and he could pay, could go back and pay for his father's health benefits, you know, to help him, he'll yeah. take the money. You know, good, bad, or indifferent, he'll take the money. So that's, you know, they paid him and he did the work. That's
yep.
really the truth. Yep.
That's a good story, actually. Great story.
Yeah.
AMC Entertainment has announced that their chief executive officer and a guy named Adam Aaron was blackmailed, and he was the victim of catfishing, criminal
horrible.
Extortion.
Horrible.
Did you see this? What the heck is that?
No, I did not, but that's always horrible. One other Ooh. Thing I said off air, Chuck Norris and Vanilla Ice are going to do a B-movie called Zombie Plane. Norris is now 83. I can't wait, Doug.
Yeah, I'm sure you did, yeah.
Not only Chuck Norris, but Vanilla Ice?
Yeah.
How awesome.
Yeah, fabulous. I can hardly wait myself. I like vanilla ice cream. I don't know that I care much about vanilla ice, but
understood.
I'll take some vanilla ice cream. 59 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or...
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.